cats have a natural instinct to want to hunt, and many of them do in fact go out and kill birds. However, Battersea does believe that cats should be allowed to exhibit their natural behaviours of going outside, and sometimes that sadly does include killing birds. But according to many scientific studies, it's actually not cats that are solely responsible for the fall in bird populations. There are many other reasons, such as disease, destruction of habitat and so on.
Why do you think Tony Duckett, who presumably has made a study of this, has said what he's said? Is he misinformed?
Possibly so, and I think he's obviously very, very passionate about birds because he works with them. And I do understand, I myself am an animal lover. I love birds as well as cats and dogs. And I do see where he's coming from in terms of birds being needlessly killed. However, I do think he's probably slightly misinformed on how much of a problem cats are to birds. Like I was saying before, there are many, many other reasons why bird populations are declining and cats are not solely responsible for bird death.
Yeah. Is the domestic cat population rising? I mean, we know that more people are living alone. Does it naturally follow that more people who live on their own have cats?
Lots of people do have cats now, but what we're finding at Battersea is, in actual fact, the cat population may in fact be falling because more people are more informed about neutering their cats. Many cats don't go on to breed and have kittens. So I wouldn't necessarily say that the cat population is rising. It may be plateauing at the moment.
You're quite enthusiastic about them following their natural instincts to get outside and enjoy the great outdoors. It's not natural to wear a bell, should they?
Some cats won't tolerate that, but on the other hand, some are fine with that. So
songbirds can't tolerate being eaten, but they have to put up with it.
Of course not. No, they can't. What we do find with cats is that they will pick on the sickly and the weaker birds, though. So they're not going out there and cold-bloodedly killing every bird they come into contact with. And bells...
Well, that's the argument that's advanced by people in favour of fox hunting, isn't it?
Yes, and that's another thing that... Well, that's not Battersea's area, but fox hunting, from my perspective, is not something I would agree with, but that's another conversation entirely.
Do we just simply not need to accept that sometimes, because nature is red in tooth and claw, so there will be competing demands? You can't have more badgers and more hedgehogs because we know that badgers predate on hedgehogs. So if you want more badgers, hedgehogs will have to suffer. That's just the way it is. And so it goes with cats and songbirds. If you want people to have more cats, there are going to be fewer songbirds. Yes, songbirds may be taken off by other things as well, but there is undeniably a correlation between a growing interest in keeping cats and declining numbers of songbirds. That's just the way it is. We've made a choice as a society to keep more cats.
We have, and we're a nation of cat lovers, and some cats don't have an instinct to hunt, some do. Some cats are very much homebodies, some aren't, and it's just a situation that cats will go out and hunt sometimes, and the killing of birds is something to take into consideration, but cats are not the only ones that are out there being predators towards birds. There are many other animals. Human beings themselves, we're causing destruction to birds' environments, so I think it's unfair to place all the blame on cats.